Westlock. An Edmonton man caught driving a stolen vehicle on Highway 44 2 years ago will remain behind bars until early 2023. Appearing in Westlock Provincial Court December 7 via CCTV from the Edmonton Remand Center, Christopher Noel Auger pleaded guilty to possession of stolen property over $5,000 and failing to attend court, while charges of operating a motor vehicle while prohibited, failing to remain at the scene of an accident and driving with no insurance were withdrawn by Crown Prosecutor Brett Grierson. Judge Jacqueline Shafter agreed to a joint sentence submission from Grierson and defense lawyer Gary Smith that'll see Auger serve a 120-day jail sentence. In custody since November 23, Auger has 98 days remaining. We certainly hope that you can get on with your life in a positive way. We don't need any more pages added to your record. I think that in the circumstances presented by the Crown and your counsel, the sentence is an appropriate one. I wish you the best of luck, said Judge Shafter, who waived the victim fine surcharge. Grierson said the file has had a long and somewhat tortured history, and noted Auger's criminal record as highly aggravating, and is replete with property crime convictions. 120 days in jail, although not a step up, is in keeping with his last possession of stolen property conviction, although the criminal record does show he has received substantially more for that in the past, as I believe there's a 10-month entry not too far from the last one, said Grierson. Smith, noting his client has Métis status but waived the need for a GLADU report, said Auger has previously had issues with homelessness and has certainly had his challenges. It's been a long time and I wanted this case resolved with the best offer possible today and then hopefully get out and get on with my life, Auger told Judge Shafter. Grierson said that on July 22, 2020, Westlock RCMP were dispatched to a traffic complaint near the Depp Corner store on Highway 44 where they arrested Auger. Further investigation revealed the vehicle he was driving had been stolen out of the Peace River area 2 days prior. In addition, Auger missed his September 30, 2020, court date. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.